Heading, The Evangelist's Wife. Subheading, Responsible for Her Talents. A responsibility rests upon the minister's wife, which she should not and cannot lightly throw off. God will require the talent lent her with usury. She should work earnestly, faithfully, and unitedly with her husband to save souls. She should never urge her wishes and desires or express a lack of interest in her husband's labor or dwell upon homesick, discontented feelings. All these natural feelings must be overcome. She should have a purpose in life which should be unfalteringly carried out. What if this conflicts with the feelings and pleasures and natural tastes? These should be cheerfully and readily sacrificed in order to do good and save souls. The wives of ministers should live devoted, prayerful lives. Some would enjoy a religion in which there are no crosses, in which calls for no self-denial and exertion on their part. Instead of standing nobly for themselves, leaning upon God for strength, and bearing their individual responsibility, they have much of the time been dependent upon others, deriving their spiritual life from them. If they would only lean confidingly in childlike trust upon God and have their affections centered in Jesus, deriving their life from Christ, the living vine, what an amount of good they might do! What a help they might be to others! What a support to their husbands! And what a reward would be theirs in the end. Testimonies, Volume 1, pages 452, 453, 1864. Subheading, To Accompany Husband in Soul Winning. If a minister's wife accompanies her husband in his travels, she should not go for her own special enjoyment to visit and to be waited upon, but to labor with him. She should have a united interest with him to do good. She should be willing to accompany her husband if home cares do not hinder, and she should aid him in his effort to save souls. With meekness and humility, yet with a noble self-reliance, she should have a leading influence upon minds around her and should act her part and bear her cross and burden in meeting and around the family altar and in conversation at the fireside. The people expect this, and they have a right to expect it. If these expectations are not realized, the husband's influence is more than half destroyed. The wife of a minister can do much if she will. If she possesses the spirit of self-sacrifice and has a love for souls, she can with him do almost an equal amount of good. A sister laborer in the cause of truth can understand and reach some cases, especially among the sisters, that the minister cannot. Testimonies, Volume 1, page 452, 1864. Subheading, Dress of Ministers' Wives. Especially should the wives of our ministers be careful not to depart from the plain teachings of the Bible on the point of dress. Many look upon these injunctions as too old-fashioned to be worthy of notice. But he who gave them to his disciples understood the dangers from the love of dress in our time and sent to us the note of warning. Will we heed the warning and be wise? Extravagance in dress is continually increasing. The end is not yet. Fashion is constantly changing, and our sisters follow in its wake, regardless of time or expense. There is a great amount of means expended upon dress when it should be returned to God, the giver. Testimonies, Volume 4, pages 630, 631, 1864. Subheading, Example of Home Religion. Let the minister's wife who has children remember that in her home she has a missionary field in which she should labor with untiring energy and unflagging zeal, knowing that the results of her work will endure throughout eternity. Are not the souls of her children of as much value to the souls of the heathen? Then let her tend them with loving care. She is charged with the responsibility of showing to the world the power and excellence of home religion. She is to be controlled by principle, not by impulse, and she is to work with the consciousness that God is her helper. She is to allow nothing to divert her from her mission. The influence of the mother, who has a close connection with Christ, is of infinite worth. Her ministry of love makes the home a Bethel. Christ works with her. turning the common water of life into the wine of heaven. Her children will grow up to be a blessing and an honor to her in this life and in the life to come. Gospel Workers, page 206, 1915. Subheading, The Important Work at Home. If married men go into the work, leaving their wives to care for the children at home, the wife and mother is doing fully as great and important a work as is the husband and father. While one is in the missionary field, the other is a home missionary, whose cares and anxieties and burdens frequently far exceed those of the husband and father. The mother's work is a solemn and important one, to mold the minds and fashion the characters of her children, to train them for usefulness here and to fit them for the future immortal life. The husband, in the open missionary field, may receive the honor of men, while the home toiler may receive no earthly credit for her labor. But if she works for the best interests of her family, seeking to fashion their characters after the divine model, the recording angel writes her name as one of the greatest missionaries in the world. The minister's wife may be a great help to her husband in seeking to lighten his burdens if she keeps her own soul in the love of God. She can teach the word to her children. She can manage her own household with economy and discretion. United with her husband, she can educate her children in habits of economy, teaching them to restrict their wants. Gospel Workers, page 203, 1915. Subheading, Complaining Spirit, a Dead Weight. These sisters are closely connected with the work of God if he has called their husbands to preach the present truth. These servants, if truly called of God, will feel the importance of the truth. They are standing between the living and the dead, and must watch for souls as they that must give an account. Solemn is their calling, and their companions can be a great blessing or a great curse to them. They can cheer them when desponding, comfort them when cast down, and encourage them to look up and trust fully in God when their faith fails. Or they can take an opposite course, look upon the dark side, think that they have a hard time, exercise no faith in God, talk their trials and unbelief to their companions, indulge a complaining, murmuring spirit, and be a dead weight and even a curse to them. An unsanctified wife is the greatest curse that a minister can have. Those servants of God that have been and still are so unhappily situated as to have this withering influence at home should double their prayers and their watchfulness, take a firm, decided stand, and let not this darkness press them down. They should cleave closer to God, be firm and decided, rule well their own house, and live so that they can have the approbation of God and the watch care of the angels. But if they yield to the wishes of their unconsecrated companions, the frown of God is brought upon the dwelling. The ark of God cannot abide in the house, because they countenance and uphold them in their wrongs. Testimonies, Volume 1, pages 138, 139, 1856.